Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the show today. Well, today is Wonderful Wednesday, and this is going to be a fantastic Wednesday, because guess what? We have with us Mr. Versi L. Walker back with us today, and we're so excited about that, and we're going to bring him on the line in just a moment. But I tell you, I am just, you know, overwhelmed at where we are in our journey on this success. So many wonderful things are going on, and you need to make sure that you are a part of it. We have so many people that are having their book signings. I mean, people are starting businesses, growing businesses. Again, I want to say congratulations to all of you who are in business. You're holding on. You're growing your business despite this economy, despite what they say about the recession, but you are trailblazing. You are forging ahead. Congratulations. We also celebrate those of you who, if you had a birthday recently, oh, happy birthday to my dear, dear sister. Her birthday is today. Happy birthday. I hope she tunes into the show. Happy birthday, Holly. And anyone else, if it is your birthday, let us know. I didn't see any of my friends on Facebook. Please, if you are tuned into the show, if you have a Facebook account, please friend me. And that way you can also send me messages through Facebook. I know one of the listeners is traveling this week, so I pray that she has a wonderful, safe, and awesome vacation. She's actually going to be taking a cruise, something that I think is very awesome to do right about this time of year. I had always heard about those December cruises, so I am definitely going to be joining her one day very, very soon. Also, just want to say to those of you who are facing any kinds of challenges, you don't have to face it alone. That's what we're here for. So as a coach, I can help you. If I can help you, I may be able to point you in the right direction where you can get the help that you deserve, the help that you need for whatever kind of situation that you might be going through. So please give me a, you know, email me through Facebook, or you can email me right here through Blog Talk Radio. I know everyone, I know we missed last Wednesday hearing from Mr. Versi Walker, so I know you can't wait, and I'm going to let him take it away in just a moment. It's the computer is working, but you know, those of you who work with computers, you believe or you know about something called a computer glitch. It is real, and that's what I'm having this morning. So, just in case you're wondering, okay, what is the host doing right now? What is going on? Well, I'm going on with a little glitch, overcoming the glitch. For some of you, you might know that I also host I'm part of a 6 a.m. prayer call Bible teaching, and I'm on there, so it goes from 6 to 7, so I'm one of the hosts, so I have to be there kind of hitting buttons and doing certain things. So that's where I was, and so I didn't get a chance to sign on as early as I would have liked to. But I'm here now, you're here, we're here, so when there's a little glitch, the recovery time is delayed, but nonetheless, I know you're excited. It's just building up the anticipation to hear all that Mr. Walker He has a lot to share, people. He has a lot going on. And I know he has a powerful topic that he's going to bring forth this morning to push you further on your destiny. You know, we're here for you to push you further so that you can go higher. You know, the question we want to, what do you want to do? What's your goal? What's your dream? We want to help you achieve your goals. We want to help you bring your dreams to fruition. We want them to come. We talked them the other day about turning up your AC, and I got the computer system working now, and I am going to open up Mr. Versi's line. Welcome, everyone. I'll have the chat room open in a minute. Hello, Mr. Versi Walker.
Good morning there. Good morning. How are you?
Okay, you caught all that. I know my computer.
I sure did.
How are you? What is going on?
Doing good, doing good. I cannot complain. I cannot complain. Life is great. I know the listeners are there. They're ready. They're eager. I know you're ready. You're eager. So everything is great. I'm just happy to be back.
Yes. Well, we are happy that you are back. And, you know, we have been getting ready and talking all week about marketing ourselves and investing in ourselves. And we've talked about getting promoted on the job. And I can't wait to share tomorrow with you all just some more great, great, great things that have happened as we looked at being assertive. I'm telling you, it is a freedom that comes like you
there
won't
you
believe.
There you,
yes,
you're absolutely right.
You will go to such, you want a quantum leap in your success. I dare you to be assertive and to really follow your passions. But, Mr. Walker, we want to hear from you. So, again, we welcome you back. You have the floor. Take it away. And I will be back in the show to give out a few announcements.
Excellent. Great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Now, good morning to everyone. Good morning to everyone. And as usual, I'm excited and happy to be here for our Wednesday morning midweek inspiration. And I know I wasn't available last week, and I want to explain that in a moment. Also, you know, I want to thank you, Coach, once again, as always, for allowing me to share with you my thoughts, my visions, and my messages. And thanks for the listeners for dialing in and responding and sending out the emails and inviting their friends and their associates, and we all become guests and family of the show. So I thank you so much. I really do. Anytime you're away from something, you're away from the things that you do that you have a passion for, you're away from your family, you undoubtedly miss it. And I must say, with all the travel and all the things that I had going on last week, I wasn't able to dial in and share with the listeners and share with you the things that were going on, the things that I was experiencing, and also, you know, any topics for tips. So I have to say, I missed you all. I truly did, because I love doing what we do here. I love being able to share and encourage and motivate and inspire others, as this I truly believe is my passion. And I like what you said at the top of the hour, that, you know, we're here for you, and if you can't coach them personally to get to their fulfillment or their goal or their objective, maybe you can point them in the right direction. And that's what this is all about. It's about the sharing, the camaraderie, the friendship, the family, the being able to, you know, lay your burdens down and share, you know, your thoughts with others as they may be going through the same thing or have overcome those same issues and concerns and can give you that quantum leap, give you that injection, give you that extra boost to where you want to be, so that not only do you stay in your lane, but you stay on course and you stay on purpose. So I truly miss when I can't be here. I truly do. And so I hope that everyone had an enjoyable Thanksgiving holiday. And I hope that if you travel, that you made it to your destination and back home to be here with us safe and sound. because I did. I traveled probably over 2,600 miles between the Sunday before Thanksgiving and then the Sunday as I returned back home with my kids. In fact, we didn't make it home to 5 o'clock Monday morning. And my oldest child, she goes to school at 6:30, so, you know, she had to get out the car, get dressed, and make it about her day. But I showed them that regardless of what you do, we must stay consistent with what is important. So we prioritize. So they slept in the car. They had a good time. They were exhausted. But when we come Monday morning, you still have to do whatever is priority. You can come back home and sleep later. You can come back home and relax and be exhausted later. But if you have to get up and do something, you have to make that amends with yourself. You can't party all night on Sunday and then come dragging into church and talking about you pressed through. I'm sorry, on Saturday and then go to church on Sunday saying you pressed through. No, you could have went home and went to sleep. Pressing through is someone who didn't have his health and it was just coming from the emergency room and he or she pressed through and went to church. So we have to stay on point and live life in a priority-driven manner as well as with an urgency because, again, as I mentioned on the call before last Wednesday, is that time is the one thing we have the least of, people, and it's, I mean, the most of, but it's the least thing that we should be wasting because we never know when our time is up. And if we have that kind of urgency to live each day as if it was our last, we would be so full by the time we retired or expired that we would be willing to pass on. We would be willing to say, you know what, let my soul now be at rest because I lived so full all my life. So that's just my two cents for the moment. I want to also share something with you. Thank you for holding it down last week on the show, Coach. Thank you for, you know, communicating to the listeners that, you know, I may not be able to make it. I may not be able to come on and do the topics and the discussions as usual. And I hope that they really understood, and I hope that a lot of them went back to the archives to still get this Wednesday morning inspiration, to still get their cup full so that when they got here today, they were ready and prepared for whatever we were going to discuss today. So, again, I want to thank you, you know, for not being able to dial in. You know, I do apologize. And, again, I missed you all. Also, Coach, guess what?
What?
Can you say what? On last Saturday, I had the distinct pleasure of being interviewed on Women to Women by our good friend.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
Pastor
yes.
Rebecca.
Our good.
Yes.
Yes. Our good friend and also, as you just said, pastor. She's a woman of God, but that's Pastor Rebecca Simmons.
Yes.
And this was an awesome interview, an awesome interview. We actually spoke, dialogue, conversed, conversated for about 90 minutes. Listen to you. So I was, you know, very thankful. I put myself in a place of quietness during all the chaos of the events of the holiday and was able to, you know, take that time and have that interview. And it was, again, a great interview, you know, one of, you know, your friends, one of our friends, and she brings so much, you know, with the talk and with these shows. And so I thank her and I thank her listeners, you know, those who dialed in, those who commented, you know, those who shared.
Okay.
Now, and from that, I actually had an opportunity to meet another pastor who called in, and she introduced him and I, and his name is actually Pastor Larry Sarton. Now, he has a church which was just 15 minutes from my mom's house. Just 15 minutes, and I knew I wanted to be in the house of worship on Sunday, the Sunday before I left. You know, I wanted to make sure I got my cup full, and I took the opportunity to go and seek him out, and I went to his church. And like every other time, just like with you, just like with Pastor Rebecca, he opened his doors and he opened his arm and he embraced me, and we laughed and we talked. And, you know, so much so I had the opportunity because he asked me, you know, how long was I going to be here for? And I knew that I was trying to leave, you know, Chicago around 1 o'clock headed back to New York. I said, you know what, I'm here with you. So he invited me into fellowship, and you know, with with the congregation and his members. And, as luck would have it, he telecasts his Sunday services. And he asked me to stay and speak to the congregation and promote my book.
Wow.
You know,
that's huge.
So that's huge. That's huge because...
That is so like God.
Yeah, and look at the situation at the right time. At the right time because you're obedient and you're disciplined. So less than 24 hours later, I'm sitting, you know, again in this man's church, the house of God, you know, it's his congregation. They have a vision.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking to expand the church and open up another building on the corner of where they're at.
Wow.
This was just maybe 5 minutes away from where I used to live maybe 20 years ago, and just 4 minutes away from a near-fatal accident that I had in 1993.
Mm.
So you must understand the emotion, you know, wanting to be back home, to then you know, be able to be on her show and then to meet this gentleman. And it's all within a stone's throw away from where I used to live and I used to be and I used to socialize. So it was an amazing event. And he was gracious enough to give me the floor. And when I say that, he gave me no time limit. He said, go up there and give your testimony. Talk to the people. And it wasn't an afterthought. It wasn't, oh, yeah, by the way, we're about to be off in 2 minutes. Come on up, Mr. Walker. No, he gave me the floor immediately.
Wow.
So I thank him as well. I thank the people like him who once again continuously embrace me, you, and others who are trying to do good works with no hidden agenda, with no ulterior motive. We just want to be nice just for being nice.
Wow.
It works if you work it. And they prove to me, once again, the power of the Almighty, the power of believing in something and, Coach, putting it into the universe and letting your vision be plain.
Wow.
And so he tells me, he said, Versi, you know what, when I heard you on her show, the stuff and the things that you were saying were so biblically based, it was ironic. And I said, you have to understand, you can't have this universal power. You can't have the I am in you. You can't believe in a higher being and not in some form when you're talking about inspiring and motivating people, discuss some biblical principles, because they all work the same way, but we want to circumvent the process. You know, there's people who will come up to you, Coach, and say, you know what, girl, that cake that you made at the wedding was delicious. Can I have your recipe? And you'll give them the recipe. You'll give them the outline and the blueprint to make the same cake that you made, and they'll come back to you sometimes later and tell you that cake was no good. It didn't taste good. It didn't rise like it was supposed to. And you're a person who believes in what you gave them, and you're sorry that it didn't turn out right, and you're curious. Like, what happened? Did you put it on 400 like I told you? No, I put it on 425 because I was running late and I wanted to hurry up. You say, okay. Did you use real butter? Well, no, I used, you know, a butter substitute because, you know, I didn't want, you know, to go spend extra money on butter. You say, okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, people don't realize when you give them the blueprint, when you give them the outline, when you give them the ingredients, they have to follow it to the core. They have to follow the whole course, because if they circumvent, change one thing, the outcome then changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not here to change what I've learned. I'm not here to change what I know to work. The information that you're sharing and that I'm sharing is not something that we're giving to people haphazardly, because we want them to succeed personally, professionally, financially, and spiritually. So I'm not just going to throw something at you whimsically and hope that it worked for you, and I know it didn't work for me. I'm not going to do that. And he saw that, and he understood that. And so I appreciate, again, him and his congregation and his time. So you're just, you're just as amazed as I was. I mean, it was an impromptu opportunity, but because
gotta be ready.
I was prepared. I was ready. I was prepared.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So those who like to see the telecast, I do have it posted on my Facebook as well. So that's there.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we're going to go and look at that. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right.
Thank you so much. So, again, great opportunity. Great opportunity and, you know, a great, wonderful time was had by all, you know, even, you know, just at that moment in time, but just the reception and me, you know, coming back home and being there with family and friends. So, you know, this week I have just a few updates to report. On Thursday, December 9th, I will have a book signing in Islip, New York. It's actually inside of the McCarthy Airport. And on Friday, the following day, December 10th, I'll have another signing at the JFK Airport, also in New York. Right now, I don't have anything else scheduled. I'm looking to do maybe one or two more signings prior to or up to the point of Christmas. And at that time, I want to relax. I want to be able to transition my mind and my spirit into the new year and just make sure that I'm prepared for the new things and the new levels, but also to leave behind, to decompress or detox, if you will, from the events of the, you know, the months and weeks and days leading up to the new year. And I really recommend each and every one to do that. If you could steal 2 hours in a day just to decompress and detox, if you can steal any time from what you're doing in your busy, hectic schedule so that you can now come back at it with a renewed sense, a renewed vision, and renewed eyes. Because if you can refresh your eyes and refresh your mind, you can see things so much clearer than when you're in the mist. And there's no fighter I know who can fight 12 rounds without sitting down. They fight 3 rounds at a time, and then they sit down for 1 minute. I'm sorry, for 3 minutes at a time, then they sit down 1 minute to rest, to regroup, to decompress. And we need to do that for ourselves, to maintain our equilibrium, to maintain our health, to maintain our focus and our vision. So, again, those are the events that are coming up. And as usual, for anyone who's wishing to learn more about me or to secure an autographed copy of the book, Success, How I Ended Up Here, visit my website at www.versiewalker.com, which is spelled V as in victory, ERSIEWALKER.com. And understand, these books, any CDs, anything that's dealing with inspiration, motivation, and encouragement, make a wonderful holiday gift. They're the gift that keeps on giving, and especially if they're the gift of empowerment. You would never go wrong. Now, Coach, today I want to touch on and speak about the topics of forgiveness. And I know the week before last I did an entire series or on the topic of forgiveness. But I want to touch on that just a little bit more this week because we're still in this season. But also, I want to talk about discussing the uncomfortable when the uncomfortable needs to be discussed. On, again, November 16th show, I talked about the unbelievable releasing and healing power of forgiveness. I also mentioned at that time that forgiveness is simply a testament of the power of love and the strength of the human spirit. Well, believe me, there were several incidents that took place over the course of this past week which made this statement more true and relevant than ever before. The first event actually, I guess, gained ground or started this momentum about a year ago. So the first event that I'm going to discuss actually took place or gave birth about a year ago. And this was during the time when my wife and I made the hard decision to discuss the uncomfortable when we knew that the uncomfortable needed to be discussed. And we decided to share something with my oldest daughter. My oldest daughter is now 14. She was 13 at the time. See, when I met my wife and we started dating, My daughter was already 6 months old, which obviously means that my baby girl wasn't mine. However, from day one, people, I assumed the role of her daddy, and since her biological didn't bother, it made it all the better. for her entire life, all she knows and has known of is me, the one constant. I am on photographs. I made events. I participated in functions. I helped her to create science projects. I, again, have been the one constant in her life. So my wife and I felt that it was time to discuss the uncomfortable and allow her and him to establish a relationship should they ever care to do so. For anyone who's done this before or been involved in something like this, you could imagine and know how difficult this must have been for me, because I have never once thought of her as not being mine. But I knew that if me and her mom's relationship would grow, that at some point in time, just like her and my other two children, that somebody one day may ring the doorbell and say one or two things. Hi, I'm her father. I want to meet her. Or, hi, I'm Greg down the street. Can I date your daughter? And for a man who is possessive and protective of his children, I knew early on that I had to be prepared. I had to be mature enough for either one of these scenarios, because it's only human. This is what will happen in life, and I didn't want to be oblivious. But nonetheless, I still had to discuss the uncomfortable when I knew that the uncomfortable needed to be discussed. So the next thing that took place, once we did arrive in Chicago, her mom and I made sure that she would like to see the individual, and we then put these things in motion and reached out to discuss the opportunity for such a meeting. Now, this meeting took place. I, again, was uncomfortable, but I removed myself from the situation because they needed the time. I sat in the car while they sat in the restaurant and conversed and tried to, you know, get to know one another, but giving my daughter the understanding that, you know what, Daddy ain't just threw you out to the wolves. I'm still here for you. I'm just going to, again, let you have that time. And for me, this was a true testament to my ability to let go and also to forgive. This meeting may never go any further than that particular day. However, I feel good knowing that we put it behind, that we got it done, that we stepped forward and made something happen that may have never, ever took place. And another thing that made me feel so great is hearing my daughters tell me that, Dad, you're all the dad I ever need. You're all the one I ever known and all I ever want to be. And I appreciate that. And to her, I say thank you. I say thank you. Because I've been where she's been, and I had to be introduced or reintroduced to somebody who supposedly I'm a part of, who I never felt connected to. You know, distance and separation doesn't separate you. It's lack of attention, it's lack of involvement, it's lack of consideration that brings separation. Because there's fathers and mothers who are overseas and who have been overseas for months and years at a time who are just as connected to that child, to that husband or wife, as if they were in the house every single day. Because there are so many mediums, there are so many ways in which to say, I love you, I care, I'm there for you. Men and women did it 100 years ago with the old Pony Express. They sent a letter. As technology advanced, they sent a telegram. As technology further advanced, they sent a phone call. And today you can send an instant message and it's instantaneously sent to where you want it to be on multiple levels. You can send one message to five different units, and that person, wherever they stand, have access to find out how much you care. But again, it happened. I'm appreciative, and I believe our bond would be forever cemented because of that. I think maybe my level of daddy-osity has been raised. I think I've raised the bar because the average man probably wouldn't have did what I did. But I did what I did because I care, because I love her. And I don't want to keep her from anything that could be potentially good for her. But we protected her when we felt it was potentially harmful to her. Now, the next turn of events took place on Thanksgiving Day. We were at dinner in one of the south, actually the west suburbs of Chicago, at my cousin's house. And I have to say this, that, you know, my mom is a pit bull when it comes to her children. As I'm sure the mothers and fathers who are on this call and who are going to listen to the archives, they're also pit bulls when it comes to their children. My mom has been disappointed, and I frankly have been disappointed as well, but my mom has been disappointed for quite some time with her older brother. She's been upset with him and his lack of support on family issues and his lack of support surrounding me and my ventures. After a brief conversation about him potentially buying a book from me and him once again giving 101 excuses as to why he hasn't or hadn't sent my mom to another place, my mom decided to let him have it right then and there. I asked her to let it go, Coach. I said, let it go. I'm okay. It doesn't matter. I'm all right. But she continued and said what needed to be said. Once again, discussing the uncomfortable when the uncomfortable needed to be discussed. My uncle finally purchased a copy of my book. For me, it wasn't an issue what he did or didn't, because I only want to provide my book, my products, my services, my messages to those who want it. Back in the day, you had to get something for somebody or take it from somebody because they owe it to you, or they should have, did what they should have did. They called it blood money, and I don't want your blood money. I don't need it. If we got to pry it from your fingers with using pliers and screwdrivers, you know what? Have at it. Better that you keep it than give it, because you're not giving it from the heart. And I had already written him off, years ago, and realized long ago that he is who he is. And I have had so many blessings in spite of what he or others hadn't done for me. We just talked about those blessings with, being on the show with Pastor Rebecca and being in the midst of Pastor Larry's church and being on this call and having our listeners and our friends and all these other supporters. I haven't the time nor the energy nor the desire to sit back and cry over losing a nickel when I see a dollar flying down the street. I don't have the time, because I've been blessed abundantly, not only with this venture, with others, just with my life overall. And I know it, and I take the time to count those blessings. But what I did, I decided the next day, because, my mom, she was still kind of in an uproar, and I was still unsettled because of how we had to go about to get him to purchase a book, a simple book from his nephew, no less. But the following day, I decided to give him a call and to thank him for buying the book. Well, you know what? As life would have it, right away, he came up and proceeded again with the 101 reasons why he hadn't bought a book from me before and why this time still wasn't a good time for him to have bought either. Coach, I immediately stopped him and told him, you know what? My call was to say thank you, and that his excuses were what he always uses when it comes to him spending money or committing himself to something other than the mess that he's been involved in his entire life. I also explained to him that what my mom said and told him regarding what all the family, including myself, had done for him was what she was supposed to say, because obviously he needed to be reminded. He needed to remember that throughout the years that family, got him in and out of jail, they didn't pay a bill to make sure that his rent or something got paid, and that he's this man who's now converted his life and great, and that he's out there trying to save the world, which is great. However, he has nephew, family, friends, sisters, and brothers who don't know his story, who he has never even touched. And I explained to him, Coach, you know what? We're trying to reach the same people, but in different directions, on different spheres and different type of tools. But it would not benefit me to be out there trying to save and assist the world, and I have it secure at home. Because you start at home first. That's one of the first rules you taught, besides don't put out business in the street. That's what they taught in my household. You take care of home first. So he has over 50 nieces, nephews, sisters, and he ain't been involved in none of their lives while he's trying to impress upon the world how great and how he's done things differently. We're trying to get to the same place, and we're better at it if we're aiding and assisting one another than not supporting. But I also told him the things that my mom discussed, especially when it regarded me, I hadn't even took the time to remember. I hadn't even thought of it since the time in which I did it. But I also let him know that in my world, it's not my place to remind you of all the things that have been done for you and done to you and done with you in support of you. It's your place to remember. I want to say this again, and people, we need to understand this, because this is why we become resentful of people. This is why we hold on to toxic relationships far too long. This is why we expect something from others who can't give it to us, when we believe that we must put them in their place, when we believe that we must remind them. I got to tell him, I got to tell her, don't you forget what I did to you when you didn't have a place to sleep, you slept on my couch. No, people, it is not your place to remind individuals of what all you've done for them. It is their place to remember. And when they remember, they walk and act in accordance, because they then let you know that they appreciate what you had done for them when you didn't have to. I further told him, I hold no grudge against you. The times that he could have supported me growing up in my life, he did. He was in the world. Oh, he was heavily in the world, Coach. But I told him he couldn't give me what he didn't have. He tells me, oh, but I supported and believed you. I said, sir, it's always been a question on how you felt about me, because it was evident that I wasn't a priority. Because as I said before, even on this show, a man places his emphasis, his focus, his energy on the things that he cares about the most, whether it's drugs, women, or that CEO position. A man will put his energy, efforts, and focus on what he believes in. And see, I already know the constants that have been in my life, and I appreciate them to the nth degree, and those who have gone on before me and those who are still standing here with me. So, again, I hold no grudge, no malice in my heart against him and anybody else. Coach, you and I both know it wasn't the money. It was the principle. I could have simply handed him a free copy of the book, and he would have accepted it. And just like him, you know, and people like him, the takers in the world, he would have stuck out his chest like a chess cat, skinning and grinning, because he's the type of people who would rather take than give. But when there was a financial commitment, he squawked, he ducked, and he dived. But again, I thank him. I thank him for who he's been, what he's done, because it showed me who the real, true people were. And it's a testament for those who, like yourself, like the others, who will stand in the gap, who will forsake others, who will sacrifice to the nth degree to make sure that you elevate to where you need to be, even if they care not to be there with you. So I thank him. Now, the next event of this past weekend was the passing of a relative who had a massive heart attack and died just days before the Thanksgiving holiday. His passing made me think of things on both a personal and a professional level, Coach. The discussing of the uncomfortable when the uncomfortable needs to be discussed came to mind. I began to think of myself, as well as our listeners, and even you, Coach, See, I keep you guys at top of mind because you are a priority to me. I have committed to this relationship, and I don't want to be deficient. I don't want, you know, this relationship to go sour, at least not on my behalf, not because of me and my inability to stay committed and focused and driven. So I think of you guys often as I go about my day and my time and my experience because we share so intimately, and I love this comfort. I love this bonding, and I don't want it to go. So in thinking about you and thinking about the uncomfortable and thinking about my uncle or my wife, my auntie's husband passing away, I started wondering how many of us have actually went on and did the tough thing, had the tough discussion, and have told our family members and our friends on what our wishes are upon our leaving this earthly plane. Have we told those who we love and care about actually how we feel? Or have we just blown it off and said, they know how we feel. If I didn't love them, I wouldn't be there. If I didn't love them, I wouldn't bake their cake for them every Christmas. But have we actually looked them eye to eye and shared those words, took that moment and discussed the uncomfortable when the uncomfortable needed to be discussed? I ask, how many of us have our business and our affairs in order? Have you told others or written up a legal document letting others know what your wishes were and what you want to have done during the time of your passing away or should become incapacitated? See, that's something we don't think about. We just think about, you know, well, if I die, you know, they know what I want. If I die, you know, the life insurance in the top drawer, they know that. Oh, Lord Jesus, I'll tell you how many families are still today feuding. And you would think it's over $4 million policies. They're feuding over a $4,000 life insurance policy. They're feuding over the fact he was buried in Potter's Field and they wanted him up front. They're fighting over the fact that I think she connived and did something different. Because when I talked to him 20 years ago, he didn't want to be cremated. And then she burnt his body because it wasn't laid out, because there was no documentation stating your wishes. People, we can't continuously work in this vein. And then also there's the fact about it being incapacitated. Sometimes you just don't die right away. Sometimes you may linger on. Sometimes you have the inability to speak because you're incapacitated. And you may have a whole lot to say, but because you didn't set up a living will or trust or something that can speak on your behalf, there are situations where there are couples who are in an accident and they both ultimately die from the accident. But the estate jumps in because neither one of them had a last-to-die policy. So they were not able to determine who died first. You may have died within seconds, moments of one another. But if you didn't have a policy that stated that if he dies first, then my estate converts to her, and that once she dies, then our estate converts to whomever. If you don't have a last to die or second to die policy, then your estate can be then part of intrastate where the state takes over and divvies up your assets. Most of us believe and feel that we don't have enough to leave behind to even squander over. Not true. I've sold life insurance policies. I've sold homeowners and policies. I've sold renters policies. I went to someone's apartment and tried to sell them a renter's insurance policy, and they felt they didn't have enough assets worth $5,000 in their apartment. They were also under the belief that if they were to have a fire, that the landlord has insurance to cover. And they were right. The landlord does have insurance, or the home building owner has insurance. He has insurance to cover his investment, to cover his interest. But the items in your home will not be replenished, will not be repaid, will not be bought off of his policy. So I would try to ensure or employ upon them that you have a refrigerator, a television, this, mattress, blankets, TVs, and pictures that will become irreplaceable if you don't have the adequate amount of renter's insurance. And we went from not having at least $5,000 worth of items to sometimes $35,000 to $50,000 or more of items that these people have purchased over the years, and that if they had to replace them with the cost of living and the expense of new items, those items are now far more valuable than what he or she thought, because it's perception. But it's really misconception when it comes down to how we value what is important to us, and we have to stop doing this, people. We have to make those things that are priority, priority, and it can't be just a hiccup or, oh, yeah, by the way. If you believe, love, and support something, you need to put behind 100% of you to let people know. I wonder, Coach, how the people felt when Noah was building his ark, because, you know, we know that they probably thought he was crazy. We know they thought, you know, this guy is out of his mind. He's building a boat and talking about putting people and animals on it. It ain't raining. There is not a cloud in the sky. This was probably day one. By day 15, he's still hammering away. How many people laughed and mocked and didn't even go over there and give this man a bucket of water to quench his thirst? But somewhere probably around day 30, day 31, when those clouds started rolling in, and the breeze and the wind started changing, and the animals, because, see, those people looked at nature differently than we do, and the animals started to scurry. Some people started to worry, started getting concerned, but still, there was still no one who probably went over there and even so much as held a nail for him to hammer in the ark. And when the time came for him to board aboard, those people who didn't participate, show support, or were even involved, didn't get to go. Some people would think that's inhumane. I think that's life. I think that's fair. There's only room on the boat for those who participate, those who believe, and those who support, because he was making a way for himself and his family, and other people need to do the same thing. And definitely don't sit back and laugh at somebody who's doing it. Support them. Show them that you believe in their dream. You believe in what they believe in, even when you can't conceive what they're doing. When you can't conceive, you know, how this outcome, how this result, how you doing this is going to result in that. It may be not for you to understand and believe, but don't stand in that person's way or those people's way. This is just so vitally important to our existence. For some reason in black households, we feel that if we discuss or talk about things that are uncomfortable, it will make them happen. If we talk about death or talk about life insurance and protecting ourselves, that for some reason, we're just going to die tomorrow. Wrong, people. This is wrong. Talking about it means that you are aware of the possibilities and that you are willing to be prepared for the inevitable. So often, families are left scrambling during these times, looking for answers which could have simply been laid out before them years prior. A little preparation goes a long way. A little preparation goes a long way. This includes the conversation about life insurance. People, the one sure way to leave a legacy for your family is life insurance. And having the right amount of coverage ensures that your dreams won't have to die because you did. Life insurance is a wonderful mechanism. It is a wonderful tool if you want to take the next generation to the next level and to do that quantum leap that you talked about, Coach. It is one of the best mechanisms because you're buying dollars for pennies. You're using pennies. When you look at the amount of insurance that you can have for pennies on the dollar, there is no greater guarantee because you're going to die. Where, how, and when, we don't know. But we're spending in an area in which I met Pastor Larry in. That area is called Roseland. It is a just a spinoff of the city, not yet a suburb, but a spinoff from the city of Chicago, just minutes away. In this area, they spend $4 billion a year on lottery tickets. They spend another $4 to $8 billion on drugs and alcohol. in this impoverished neighborhood. Who would thunk? Who would think that that kind of money circulates in that environment? But it does. But I don't know one. I haven't heard one, haven't seen one news article whereby they said the last $94 million winner in the lottery came out of Roseland, Illinois. I've never seen it. But still, people will squander away their money and won't buy life insurance, which is a guaranteed legacy maker, which guarantees that their dreams won't have to die because they did. I want to give an example for some of those who are listening. If you earn $35,000 a year, the rule of thumb is that you should have a minimum of 10 times that amount of insurance. See, if you earn $35,000 a year and you work for 10 years, you would have earned that 10 times as much. Your family and you would have benefited from your hard work and from your earnings. But if you should die one day after you sign the life insurance policy or on year 10, your family will get that 10 times earnings that you would have been there to share with them. They can't replace you. That $350,000 life insurance won't make your spouse comfortable, won't make them warm at bed at night, won't prevent, you know, them from feeling lonely when you're not at the family function, such as Thanksgiving. But it would make the road a lot easier. It would make their time here on earth a lot better. They can then see themselves going ahead and getting that basement done or taking that bohemian vacation that you all talked about for years. And if luck has it, you know, $35,000 a year with bonuses, cost of living increases, you would far exceed that $350,000 should you live that long. But if you don't, why wouldn't you want to leave that from your family? Because your responsibility does not stop at the coffin. When you said I do to that man or woman, when you said I love your children, that responsibility transcends. It keeps going. Why bring additional hardship besides the physical loss, now financial travesty? You guys lived in a mansion, now your kids are going to be paupers. We have to stop doing that, people. We need to be like the other nationalities and have $1 million life insurance policies, having wills, trusts, second to die, last to die, having estate planning done. See, you live longer when you're prepared. Because those who are not prepared always live scared. And if you live scared and worried, then you're not living at all. We have the power. We can do greater things and greater works in this living, on this earthly plane, or when we transcend to our next level. We have to make the decision. And that's one product, a life insurance policy, that keeps on giving and keeps reminding your family on how you felt about them, because you knew ultimately the inevitable would come. And for some reason, at some point in time, you went on and discussed the uncomfortable when you knew that the uncomfortable needed to be discussed. Coach, that is actually my topic for today. And now I'm going to step out of your way so that you can give us your updates and give us a last few words of encouragement.
Well, we certainly, certainly, certainly thank you for those inspiring words to empower us. You know, it's just such a blessing to be empowered and inspired on a regular basis. I know I certainly got a lot out of it and so many of the things that you talked about. Congratulations on all the wonderful ways that God is moving and blessing in your life. Oh, my God, for your trips out, well, I guess they call that the Midwest.
Yeah.
Midwest. They call it, I know people in New Jersey call anything west of New Jersey. It's west, Midwest to them. You could be in Pennsylvania, Midwest to them, but it's all good. And we just thank God that you're back. And yes, certainly we did miss you last week, and the people are just, you know, such a blessing. And again, happy birthday to those of you who might be celebrating your birthdays. I know December 1, I know my good friend Adrienne Coggleton is celebrating her birthday as well as my sister. But Adrienne, I want you all to remember that name, Adrienne Coggleton. She's going to be coming on the show in the next few weeks or so, as soon as we can get her. She's got a powerful topic she's going to discuss with us to get our health on track. So on that day, I'm going to have you, I'm going to let you know ahead of time, and I want you to bring your workout clothes. And yes, we're going to do a teleworkout, a radio workout. It's going to be
there
awesome.
You got to get up.
You got to get moving. Also, she's coming. Also, we have a Miss Carmen Booker is coming. Miss Carmen Booker is an attorney, a businesswoman. She does business plans. She writes grants. She does a lot of work for small business owners. And we're going to have her come. I'm working out a date with her. She's an awesome woman of God. We're going to make room for her. And there are other people that are being lined up to come on the show. Of course, they won't be on a Wednesday. So I let them all know they can choose any other day besides Wednesday. So they're going to be lining up to come on. So you all don't want to miss one episode. We're going to fortify you. See, when you are a fortified city, the enemy cannot even come in. So we got to fortify ourselves, our lives, so that we can achieve every goal, so that the enemy, the doubt, and the enemy called fear, and the enemy called doubt, and the enemy called anxiety, which is sometimes anxiety is like a silent killer. It's the enemy that people don't often think about, but so many people are having issues in their life because of anxiety. And we know the Word of God says, be anxious for nothing. Don't go around, I wish I could. Don't do that. That's being anxious. Oh, I hope they like me. I hope they will. Stop it. Stop. That's anxiety. Oh, I hope it works. Don't do that. Just let go and let it flow, because God has you on a course. You may not know it. You don't realize it. But let me say it again. God has you, Versi, Hope, Tina, Gloria, Paul, Kiva, Q, Bonita, Miss Dancy, my newest caller. God bless her. She tuned in Thanksgiving Day, the first day. She tuned in last Thursday. So we welcome you. We welcome all of our new listeners. Everybody needs to know that God has you on a course. So
amen.
Let go. No need to be anxious. No need to fear. No need to doubt what is going to happen for you and according to you, according to his will for you. He has us on a course, and I'm telling you, this is going to be my newest teaching going forth for the new year. Relax. You're on a course. Let it flow. Everything that's going to flow your way is already in position. God doesn't have to come up with a dream for you. God doesn't have to come up with an idea for you. It's already done. You just got to get to that point. And you get there by, you know, doing some things like waking up, being at peace. So the main thing I wanted to share with you all is the retreat that's coming up, the Releasing Your Inner Power Retreat. It's all about what Mr. Walker talked about, that planning, getting ready for this new year. It's going to, the venue has been changed, so you need to contact me right away. Call me on 908-432-1853. The venue has been changed to Newark, New Jersey. We were going to be in Maryland, but it has been changed to Newark, New Jersey. So even for the Maryland people, that's only about 3 hours away. But we had to readjust, and so we're going to do it a little bit differently. It'll just be, we'll have some sessions on that Friday evening and then all day Saturday. But it's going to, one great thing, it's going to cost you a lot less. So it won't be the $170. it will only be $50, and you're going to still get all the great workshops and speakers. So please call me. The flyer should be out sometime later tonight, but you can call me 908-432-1853. That's my big announcement for today. I will talk more about it on tomorrow, Thursday, and I think we have a caller that wants to make a comment.
Yeah.
Caller 469, you're on the air.
Yeah. I'm looking at my closet, give my credit card or that
yes. Caller 469.
Yeah.
Okay. She may have hit the button by mistake, but she was getting her credit card. She's about to purchase something. But that's all we have time for. I was, yes, 469. Okay.
I'm good, though.
Right, she may have not realized that she was pushed her number one key. So we'll have her call back in tomorrow. I believe that's a caller. And we will talk to everyone tomorrow. Have a great and powerful day, y'all. It was so great, Mr. Walker.
Thank you so much.
Again. Thank you. Can't wait to hear about all the great things
you are
doing.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment
Thank you.
Of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.